Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And you're watching Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. I'm going to save my voice. Larson, you continue.
Oh, man.
Tell them all about that. The Patreon and where we're found.
We're found. You mentioned youtube.com/Steven Larson. We're also found anywhere fine podcasts are available, including CastBox. What?
I apologize for throwing you a curveball.
Hey, I'm fine.
My voice is gone. And it makes... You have no idea how sad it makes me. We're in new office. We've got new... By the way, I put up a poll today.
Hold on. Wasn't your voice gone? Why are you talking?
Well, I put up a poll today.
Stop talking.
To ask people.
We got an hour of show to do plus two more episodes. Stop talking.
This is very important. This is very
important. I saw the poll. I can explain. If you just want to say, hey, Larson mentioned poll, I can handle this if you want to save the voice.
Well, talk about the poll.
There's a poll up about what to do with this backdrop here. Leave it plain as is or... Start putting friendo submissions up there. I saw this morning that friendo submissions up here is barely in the lead.
I put up two polls. The first one was it's black or white. It's put everything up, bury the brick wall under friendo stuff, or leave it all down.
Yeah.
And it was like 50-50.
Yeah.
It was like super split. And then I said, okay, what if we put some nice frame stuff up here?
Yeah.
Kind of a compromise. You originally suggested that.
Yeah.
And I liked the idea.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of became a split kind of... That, I think, was kind of in the lead, but then bury everything was more in the lead. It's all still kind of even. Nobody's going to be happy.
Since you just put it up, it's still, you could argue, a relatively small sample size. Let's give it some time.
It's like 1,000 people.
All right, that's pretty decent.
I know.
Anyways, we'll give it...
Nobody's going to be happy now.
Let's give it at least 48 hours, see how it plays out.
Okay.
Anyways, CastBox. We're on CastBox as well as pretty much every other podcast app out there. How many times are you going to cough today? 86 again?
I'm looking to break my record of 86.
We're also on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. All sorts of contribution tiers. Awesome rewards associated with every tier. Once we get internet, we're back to streaming these recaps.
Oh, yeah, big time, yeah. I'm anxious for internet.
Yes. Also, Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw.
Mm-hmm.
Sale just ended.
Ooh, wait a second. Hold on a second.
We still have awesome shirts there.
Now that I have, like, computer next to me.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Ooh, are you going to do it?
Look at this. Oh, wait.
It is massive.
I know. Look at that. Oh, crap. Wait.
Get it on the right window.
I can totally do it.
There you go.
Look at that. Two new shirts. And then plus the new logo shirt.
Also the new Friendo shirt that just says Friendo on it. There's a bunch of new shirts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I should do an updated one of these.
There's a lot of shirts.
Getting back to the set really quick, my favorite comment so far has been, you guys have been talking about new office for how long, and all it is a brick wall.
The funny thing is, this isn't even a real brick wall.
It's not even a real brick wall.
See, it's just fabric.
But despite how he looks in front of it, it's not a green screen.
No, that's a real fake brick wall behind us.
It's a real fake brick wall.
Anyways, those are all the plugs.
Good job. Yeah, check out CastBox. It's great.
Yes.
Cannon Grant Snapchatted me the other day, said, Steve, man, CastBox is really great.
It is
great. It's so clean. I can find all my podcasts real easy on it.
I know. I've been using it for months.
It was good. And then he always Snapchats me a picture of all the comic books that he got during the week. Cannon Grant is like I was like back like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When I would just buy a hell of comic books. They're just so damn expensive these days. And all the storylines are so convoluted, Larson. I don't like it.
Yeah, you have to invest a ton of not only money, but time and brain power to enjoy them.
I've got limited of all of that.
Yeah, same.
Of all of that.
Especially because we spend pretty much all our time watching wrestling and talking about wrestling.
Very exciting that we get to do that.
So let's talk about SmackDown, post-Mania SmackDown. Not quite the buzz for SmackDown after Mania as there is Raw after Mania.
Oh, but I thought it was great.
That was a fun show.
I thought it was a really, really good show. I thought that...
Was there a SmackDown after Mania hashtag going around? Because there was hashtag Raw after Mania.
Yeah, they're never going to get that. They're never going to get that. But arguably, this SmackDown was more cohesive of a show, and the debuts and big moments were bigger than on Raw.
And this was a show with more stakes.
Yeah, and I felt like... there was just more inspiration behind it, at least for this one episode.
Yeah. Let's see if that continues.
Yeah, no, I know. That's a huge if.
Yeah, massive.
But, hey, you know what? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Hopefully it will. We've got the Superstar Shakeup coming next week. Do you think that's why we got the main event that we got, AJ versus Daniel Bryan?
I thought that, or they're going to bring Daniel Bryan slowly into this AJ Nakamura storyline.
I would much prefer that be the case.
Leading to, I mean, considering that they're really, you can count Daniel Bryan as a huge addition to SmackDown, you know, on par with anybody that debuted on Raw on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perhaps more so because he's Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, sure.
So even though he was cleared prior to Mania, if he's staying on SmackDown full time, that's just like another addition to the SmackDown roster that would have happened, you know, like in all the excitement of the post Mania shows.
Yeah.
But if he gets shipped to Raw and SmackDown, if these are all the call ups SmackDown is getting, that's going to be a huge hit for SmackDown. You know, if either AJ or Daniel Bryan, I mean, AJ's not leaving, he's a champion. If either AJ or Daniel Bryan gets sent over to Raw, it's going to be a massive hit, even if they get Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns or someone in return, you know?
I still feel like, are you saying that even considering that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to come back groveling to SmackDown and they're going to get rehired?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I wasn't trying to imply that at all. I'm trying to say that I have a hard time believing that Daniel Bryan is going to be sent to Raw.
Okay, all right.
Because it's going to be a massive hit for SmackDown. Massive, especially if they still are trying to get Roman Reigns over as top guy. Yeah, they don't want to send the real two top guys in the company, AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan, over to Raw right now because Roman's going to get booed out of the building.
Yeah.
And everybody's just going to want to see AJ and or Daniel Bryan in that top spot.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I agree with you. You know, sometimes they just do stuff that just leaves us scratching our heads.
Yeah.
The fact that Corey Graves mentioned the idea of AJ coming to Raw and that this match happening, I know he's the champ.
Yeah, they're not sending they have to send the Universal champ with the red strap over to the blue show. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. That's not going to happen.
So AJ is going to stay on SmackDown as long as he's champion.
Yeah.
Because they also did a thing where after Raw talking about Seth Rollins going to SmackDown.
Yeah, okay. That'd be fun. That'd be really cool.
I wouldn't be surprised if Finn switches shows.
Finn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Baron's definitely switching shows.
Probably.
They need to get him. Was he even on the show last night?
Well, actually, he was advertised for, I just read today, for Extreme Rules for the championship match. It would be AJ, Nakamura, and Baron was the advertised match.
When is Extreme Rules?
July.
Oh. Man, Vince hasn't even decided who's going where.
I know card is. We're
a week out.
He
probably knows like the top line guys that are going. He's like, yeah, I'm definitely sending, you know, I don't know, whoever.
I kind of feel like one of Bob Roode and Rusev are going to Raw.
I kind of get, well, if Seth is coming over to Raw or to SmackDown, Bob Roode's going to be heading, or I'm sorry, Randy Orton's going to be, yeah, one of those U.S. champion, or Jinder, Jinder has the title right now. Jinder might go to Raw. That'd be cool. I'd be down seeing Jinder on Raw.
Yeah, have the U.S. champ go there and the Intercontinental title return to SmackDown.
I could see that. I could see something like that. I'm looking forward to the shakeup. I think both brands need it.
Oh, yes. But I feel like the one thing lacking from SmackDown and the Iconics debut was fantastic. It was great.
Oh, it
made a massive impact.
It was great.
It was fantastic. I feel like SmackDown, though, overall, that was one NXT call-up compared to three for Raw. There needs to be a little more influx of new talent into SmackDown, whether that happened last night or next week during the shakeup. It needs to happen.
Okay, a Raw had Ember Moon and Authors of Pain.
And Noé José.
Come on, man.
Then Bobby Lashley came back. That's four additions.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I do. You're right, and you're right. Like,
and if you assume Daniel Bryan is a new addition post-Mania, which he essentially is, you know, that's still four new additions to Raw, which was already stacked.
Yeah.
To two new additions to SmackDown, or three, you know, Iconics. It still feels like SmackDown is it needs a little more depth.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I was hoping for a Cassius Ohno.
Hoping that Drew would come out during the U.S. title match and challenge Jinder.
Drew is not coming up to the main roster yet.
Should.
Yeah, that is not happening yet.
A program between him and Jinder, given their history and the fact that they work out together,
yeah,
I think
they
would
be
great.
They are not going to want to reference a three-man band. That is not going to happen.
He did. Jinder did on this episode of Ride Along.
That is not canon, fool. That is not canon.
Yeah, it is.
It's not kayfabe.
It's on the network. It's canon.
It's not kayfabe.
It's on the network.
Jinder and who drove along?
The Singh brothers.
Oh, yeah, okay. Nah, man, that's not kayfabe. Anything that's not on the main television, it's not kayfabe.
No, if it's on the network, it's kayfabe. Or, sorry, it's canon.
Yeah, canon, exactly. Anyways, let's talk about SmackDown.
Yeah, Shane McMahon came out to start the show. He started his promo by thanking everybody, the talents, the ring crew, the refs.
Very positive. It was very positive.
And the WWE Universe for making WrestleMania weekend.
I can't talk crap about him being out of breath and congested because...
Yeah, that's the state you're in right now. Hi. He thanked everyone, saying, thank you all for making WrestleMania weekend such a massive success. And he says, now that Daniel Bryan is a member of the full-time active roster, he gave Shane his letter of resignation as GM. So Shane named the new general manager of SmackDown.
Paige.
It was Paige.
It was Paige. Called this a long time ago. Yeah, no, I'm very happy about that. Super excited about mm-hmm. that. I do have to figure out a way how to make a joke about it on our episode of Countout. Because when we bring up Paige on that list, I say...
It was before SmackDown.
I say, probably they should make her GM of SmackDown. Probably not going to happen. So then I got to do like one of those, like a big buzzer sound with and a picture of her
as SmackDown GM.
Right, exactly.
So, with a disclaimer that this was shot before SmackDown aired.
No disclaimer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. People can figure that out for themselves.
Well, I'd like to hope so, but...
I like to leave our short films somewhat ambiguous.
Ambiguous, yes.
Exactly.
Open to interpretation. So anyways,
right, exactly.
Paige says, well, we're going to make this a special night, so we're going to have Daniel Bryan return to a SmackDown ring for the first time in 3 years against... And the crowd all said, whoo!
Yeah,
whoo.
She milked the hell out of
it,
too.
And then they started chanting Rusev Day, mm-hmm. and she went to the mic as if she was going to confirm that. It's like,
Yeah.
She was waiting for the chant she wanted,
yeah.
which was next, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And she says, that's it, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles tonight in our main event.
For some reason, I was doing the yes chant. Yeah, it was an AJ Styles chant.
Daniel Bryan was already confirmed for the match.
Exactly. No, that was huge. That was like a jaw-dropping moment. It was like, oh, my God, no build. Just have him go out there and fight.
Yeah.
So a lot of people had that same question, you know, do you think one of these guys is going to Raw? I don't know. They always kind of jack SmackDown. So it wouldn't surprise me if they felt that, you know, Seth coming over and Daniel Bryan going over to Raw would be kind of the samesies. My thing about this.
I'm telling you, Daniel Bryan's not going there as long as Roman Reigns is going to, they want him to be top guy. Not going to happen.
Yeah, but dude, they already have Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, two guys who are, they're not as over as Daniel Bryan. But they're way more over than Roman is.
I know, but they're not as over as Daniel Bryan.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right, man. I know the WWE title is the title they can put on like anybody they want and anybody they know is popular. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know they really care about that.
I also always think back, and granted, I don't know how much influence, if any, talents have, especially, you know, top of the card talents have and where they may go. But before he had to retire, Daniel Bryan wanted to go to SmackDown, wanted to be the top guy in SmackDown to bring that show back to prominence.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still feels that way, but he's in a position where he could make that happen.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So I kind of hope he stays on SmackDown.
Here's my only thing about it, is that nowadays when I think of Daniel Bryan, I still have GM of SmackDown in my head. And so I just associate that with SmackDown and Daniel Bryan. So seeing him on Raw would be kind of a clean slate. But I'd rather see him on SmackDown because I'd rather see him against AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd absolutely completely would prefer him on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, so that was huge. That was awesome. Paige, I think, is a fantastic addition as general manager. I think it makes all the sense in the world. I hope she enjoys her role as general manager more than Daniel Bryan enjoyed his role. He seemed to like it, but you know, there was always the pining for...
For
you
a know, return to the
for
ring.
For a return. I hope that her, maybe if her prognosis is a bit more definitive and less ambiguous,
yeah.
to use that word again.
Yes.
You know, I hope that she really gets a kick out of it. I hope she finds something that she's passionate about, you know, like her retail store or whatever she's doing, the clothing line or whatever it is. I hope she finds like real passion in that.
Yeah.
And then, but stays on TV. I like
yeah.
Paige.
Yeah.
I like to see
No,
her.
I do too.
Anyways.
And I thought she did a great job last night.
Yeah, no, I thought she did too.
Next, we had a number one contender match for the tag team titles. The winner of this match would take on Bludgeon Brothers at Largest Royal Rumble. It was the Usos versus the New Day. These two teams could do no wrong in the ring.
No, I agree.
They are fantastic. Every single match they've had has been great.
Every time they're in the ring together, one of the teams or both of the teams bust out new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. It's mm-hmm. fantastic. Boy, that Largest Royal Rumble is... shaping up to be something else, huh?
It almost seems like, you know, I mentioned this the other day, that Mania was the go-home show for Largest Royal Rumble. Just announced today, Undertaker versus Rusev in a casket match.
That's amazing.
And if Taker squashed John Cena in about 3 minutes, this is going to be a very long match.
Rusev has to last longer than that. Has to last longer than 3 minutes. Come on, man.
I would love that to be the case, but it's John Cena just got squashed, man.
Yeah, I know.
I think with Undertaker, they realize, okay, he's in better shape, but he can't be in there for 15 minutes.
We can get him for about...
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah. We can get him for about like three moves.
Yeah.
A minute per move. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
So we're going to get more Taker, but less in terms of duration.
How over do you think the Rusev Day thing is overseas in the Middle East?
I have no idea.
It's in. Is it in Saudi Arabia? Yeah.
No idea.
Saudi Arabia.
I have no idea.
Me neither, man.
Anyways, a great match. Another fantastic match between these two teams. As I said, they can do no wrong in the ring. Jey Uso pins Xavier Woods after a top rope splash. The Usos are going on to largest Royal Rumble to take on and probably lose to Bludgeon Brothers. After the match, the Bludgeon Brothers walk out to the ramp and point their hammers at the Usos.
They're all in on the hammers, dude.
Yeah, they should back away from that.
They're not going to. If anything else, they're going to get more hammers or bigger hammers.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be all hammers. I mean, Bludgeon is in their name. It's hard to bludgeon people without
hammers.
They
changed the name to the Hammer Hosses.
Can we now make them that in 2K? Like once, shit. Well, the True Buds are so over.
How about this? We can name them the Iconic Duo.
Wait, what?
The True Buds. I thought of that today.
That's good. No, that's good. That's really good. Write that one down. We'll use it.
Oh, it's up here. That's not going anywhere.
The Iconics.
Iconics.
The Iconic Duo. That's good. Anyways, next up, we had a Naomi interview, which was interrupted by Natalia.
It was all just a setup of a match, what's happening next, because this actually segment was, according to kayfabe of the show, happened earlier in the day.
Naomi should go to Raw. I don't know why they had this match, to be honest with you. There's a million.
Because one of these two is going to go to Raw?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. It should be Naomi. She needs to change the scenery.
I just feel like on Raw, she runs the risk of getting lost in the shuffle.
Everybody has the risk of getting lost in the shuffle.
No, I know that. But at least on SmackDown, the way they booked the women's division on SmackDown.
Okay, who could they send over to SmackDown that would ensure she doesn't get lost in the shuffle?
Becky Lynch
wasn't even on the freaking show.
I know, pretty much either Becky or Charlotte.
Becky, yeah, I know. And after what happened to Charlotte, I could see it being her. Where's Asuka?
What's still on Raw right now. She's advertised for Raw shows after
Mania.
Yeah,
I guess, but she wasn't on the show Monday.
No.
What the heck? Anyways, Naomi got the win with a split-legged moonsault. Good for her.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like Naomi.
I like her, too. I like Natalia, too. I think they're both great.
Oh, they are both great.
I just feel like that segment could have been, that match should have been used for like a Cassius Ohno call-up.
Or a Nikki Cross call-up.
Yeah, where was Sanity, man?
Yeah, I thought that was a shoo-in. I thought that they would have debuted, and then Lars and Killian Dane would have had their blow-off match next round of NXT tapings.
And then Killian Dane quantum leaps out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, let me ask you, is that going to hold up? Because Killian Dane, well, not that long after. I feel like they're just getting warmed up with Killian Dane.
Yeah, I know.
Is that going to hold up Sanity?
Could be.
Is that going to put Sanity on pause?
I always feel like they're on the verge of really getting something going with Killian Dane. Like they get him in a position where he'd be no more contender for something, and he always loses it.
Yeah, I know.
Like he's dominant apart from matches that actually have any consequence.
Yeah. That's like half of NXT. That's
no, I know.
Cassius
because
Ohno
they have
as well.
Too much depth.
Yeah, I know. Too many good people. Anyways, let's see here. After this, we had the best Shinsuke Nakamura.
Wow.
He's given the best interview he's given. If this is Shinsuke Nakamura at this point, I really wish that this would have been like, I mean, here's the thing you can kind of appreciate in NXT. He fit that role perfectly, like, you know, kind of face of the company, you know, and he had to be a face going into the main roster. They had to sort of keep that going on. You know, you couldn't debut him as a heel. You had to get they did this absolutely perfect. That heel turn.
Oh, it was great.
Now we get Chaos Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, man, it's so good.
This was a great interview. Renee Young was lingering outside of his dressing room. He comes out. She says, you know, a lot of people feel that your betrayal of AJ Styles was, you know, pretty surprising. What do you have to say for yourself?
And then he said completely disingenuously, which she called him out on, that he was sorry.
Sometimes I get
Wink.
Too emotional.
Maybe I was the one overcome with emotion.
Yeah.
I took things too far. So AJ,
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
He gave a wink.
And then Renee says, you know, I can tell you're really disingenuous. You really
I wonder, does the wink mean the same thing? Because there's a lot of, you know, cultural differences. between here and, you know, across the sea in Japan. Is that the same thing? Does that translate over there?
I don't know.
I mean, it might be a Western thing. I don't know.
I have no idea.
But he did it great.
Yeah.
And then she, what did she say after that?
She said, it's pretty obvious you're being disingenuous right now.
And he said, I'm sorry, no speak English.
And then walked away.
And he walked away. Matthew E. Williams this morning tweeted at us, or me. The
Naito thing, right?
The Naito in Gobernables when they were in Mexico, and they were doing an interview on CMLL TV, and all the members of Ingobernables, the Mexican version, gave, you know, interview pieces. And then they go to Naito, and he says, en japonés, por favor, en japonés, meaning speak in Japanese, please. Oh, man.
So good.
That was awesome. That was freaking awesome. Oh, that was great. Man. Form a faction with him.
I know.
I was really hoping, and I know it would make sense because of LIJ, but I don't think they really care about that, to be honest with you. Almas would be the perfect
kind of the perfect number one
lieutenant, the perfect lieutenant for Shinsuke.
Well, I mean, you still have the superstar shakeup. Things could happen.
I really hope that SmackDown gets a couple of call-ups.
Yeah, me too. Next, Charlotte came out and dropped the promo talking about her match against Asuka. And it was interrupted by the Iconic Duo.
AKA, now they're labeled the Iconics.
Yeah.
I like that. It leaves room for additional members. Look, man, here's the thing. Every single damn time they change somebody's name, they call them up and make a little tweak. With the exception of Bobby Roode, they really messed that one up.
Oh, yes.
Every time, I'm always like, for once, I'm going to be positive because I always get used to it and I'm always happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always go back to Aleister Black. What kind of crap name is that? Now I love the name. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be positive about it. I think the Iconics is a great name.
Yeah, it's
fine.
Hey,
guess what? War Raiders? It's a great name. Rolls off the tongue beautifully.
Well, that's not true.
It's poetic.
All right. Anyways, they came out, interrupted Charlotte, dropped a great promo of their own saying, you know, yeah, what you did, winning at Mania, that's in the past. We, the Iconics, are the future. And then they proceeded to beat the heck out of Charlotte.
Well, they were doing their comedy routine, too. Yes. They were showcasing their personality. People popped big for them, too. People were so ready for this. I think they were both a bit, and they only betrayed it a little bit overwhelmed, taken aback by just how loud the reception was going to be.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
really never know. I was actually surprised.
Well, that's why it's always great when they debut people at the After Mania shows, because it's the most passionate crowds, and so everybody's, I mean, not to say that Iconic Duo wouldn't have gotten a massive pop regardless, but
yeah.
You know, you're going to guarantee yourself a great reception when you debut at one of these shows.
I was surprised a bunch of people, well, I'm going to say a bunch, but a couple people on Twitter tweeted at us and said, wait, is this what I'm missing from NXT? These gals are great. Because once they were, you know, cutting Charlotte down, doing the sarcastic thing, oh, I want to thank this, I want to thank the ass so I can breathe.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was fantastic. Super confident. Billy Kay, you know, as good as Peyton Royce is, I really hope they don't fail to spotlight Billy Kay's comedic chops because they're great.
Yeah, they are.
She is so flipping good on the comedy stuff. Maybe even better than Peyton, but they're both supreme. They're both
great. What I hope is that they bring the little backstage iPhone skits with them.
I know, me too.
For SmackDown, I think that'd be great.
Hey, one thing I did notice too, no words on the screen last night.
Yeah, none.
There were none.
Step in the right direction.
Just carry that on.
Yes. Anyway, so after...
they beat the living crap out of
Charlotte. Oh, yeah, man. They beat her up. They threw her over the announce table towards the commentary team. Went back there, threw her back over the announce table again. Drove her into the ring post and then tossed her into the ring steps.
Yeah.
And they put her back in... Oh, sorry. And they did like a double powerbomb type thing to her outside the ring.
Right.
And they put her back in the ring, posed over. And as they were leaving, walking up the ramp, cue Carmella's music.
F-A-B-O-B-U-J-E-F.
Because there's Russ.
J-A-R-R. E-T-T, ain't I great.
There was refs coming in to break up the brawl and to tend to Charlotte.
This was a great
This
move.
Was pretty funny. And then Carmella comes running down with her briefcase, obviously wanting to cash in. She grabs Mike Chioda by the shirt and brings him with her into the ring.
Hold
and then
on
hands
a second.
The briefcase and he's all...
You missed a very crucial detail. She didn't break her pace.
No.
She ran in a cartoonish manner. She ran as she was running, grabs his shirt. She's still in stride, and he's all of a sudden coming with her.
Yeah, yeah.
and he takes the longest flip in time because she has tried to cash in so many times and reneged on it. And so he was like, are you sure you want to do this?
Well, it's partially really that, but it's partially like, you want to cash in.
Right.
Like he had a hard time comprehending because she was screaming at the top of her lungs, I want to cash in!
So I'm under the assumption that either he's trolling her or he's really trying to get her to commit because she had, you know, taken it back so many times.
Well, I think the last two times was a matter of her taking it back. It was an opportunity to present itself. She tried to do it, and before the bell could ring, that opportunity was taken away.
So in your estimation, he was simply stupid.
He
was
wanted clarity.
Not understanding.
You know, the heat of the moment, she was screaming at him, I want to cash in, I want to cash in.
It was a good long 30 seconds.
Yeah,
he milked it.
He milked it for all the comedic value he could.
Did he have an earpiece on? Was Vince telling him,
probably.
Not yet, milk it more.
Because at one point, he's holding the briefcase and he's doing this to it. You want to cash in?
Right.
He's like, all right. Because it was the thing where he kind of said,
yeah.
And hands it to the timekeeper. Yeah. And says the timekeeper, she's got to cash in.
Charlotte gets up, eats a massive boot. 1, 2, 3. Carmella's your new WWE SmackDown Women's Champion. I loved it. I think that she deserves it so hardcore. It's so crazy to think that out of that trio, Enzo, Cass, and Carmella, all who came up from NXT, they were a group together, that she's the first one to get gold. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. We got to see SmackDown Live, the house show. We were like third row. Here in Sacramento,
yeah.
Golden One Center.
Oh, that was a 6-woman tag match.
Yeah,
and it seemed like everybody was trying to do was make each other laugh. At one point, I didn't see what she did. Carmella did something.
Yeah,
they had Lana cracking up.
Yeah. I mean, look, she's still not the best wrestler on the roster. She's a far ways from that. But her character work is absolutely fantastic. I do wish that they had kept Ellsworth around. To be honest with you,
I know.
But I thought I really like her. I think she's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a great.
You could
tell
it was a real emotional moment for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both.
Yeah.
You know, during in the ring and then her interview later, and they kind of played that up for you know some heel heat, but nonetheless, it was fantastic.
Yeah. No, it absolutely was.
Next, a brief AJ style. Oh, sorry. Nope. I got ahead of myself.
Man, you know what I forgot today?
What?
Well, I guess we can do. Maybe we'll start it back when we can do chat trivia again.
Oh, the trivia stuff. Yeah,
I forgot the trivia board.
That's all right.
Ty sent it to us. I'm trying to remember his last name. Anyways, continue on.
All right. Next, we had Bob Roode versus Randall Orton versus Rusev. Winner, new number one contender for the U.S. title, would face Jinder Mahal at Backlash. Jinder and Sunil Singh sat ringside, but didn't get involved. Decent enough match.
Yeah, it was Ty. I forget his last name, and I'm sad about that.
Towards the finish, Rusev put Bob Roode in the accolade. People were hyped to see Rusev pick up the win. Orton runs in, breaks it up, and then he gives Roode an RKO. He pins Bob Roode, which makes me think Bob Roode's the one going to Raw, and he will face Mahal at Backlash, and commentary was clear to say that it was Backlash last year where Mahal defeated Orton to become WWE champion. So I assume that means Randall Orton is going to win this time around, become U.S. champion.
Man.
Or Jinder could just be shipped over to Raw. Who knows? Or U.S. champion could be shipped to Raw.
What is with this? That crowd was fired up for Rusev Day. What is with the fast... Look, man, Randy Orton's paid his dues. He's a legend. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, if
you will. A headliner of the Hall of Fame ceremony.
A headliner?
The year he is inducted,
absolutely.
Yes.
But, dude, come on.
Yeah, he's kind of boring.
Go with the hot hand. The hot hand is Rusev, man.
I know.
I don't get this one bit. I honestly don't. I try to stay... A lot of people had problems with Carmella. A lot of people had problems with this, that. I totally see this. And when they announced this morning that it was Taker versus Rusev, some people were saying, oh, they're just going to bury him. I'm like, it's a match of the Undertaker.
Well, I mean, it's a casket match. They are going to
Okay, let me ask you something.
Bury him.
So it's not a buried alive match,
No,
right?
I know. I'm just trying to make a bad joke.
Well, no, it's not a bad joke. Do you think that the WWE is playing with the metaphor here?
The thought hadn't occurred to me, but I guess it's entirely possible.
It wouldn't surprise me if they were kind of playing with the
How
metaphor.
About this? Rusev, he's going to lose this match, probably in fairly quick fashion. The next Raw or SmackDown, he comes out, Rusev Reborn.
Oh, that'd be cool. With bell bottoms like Okada. Here's my
I'm not
thing
go
about,
that far, but something different about
the
it.
The thing about Reborn is you have to have bell bottoms on.
No, I think it's just a renewed energy.
No,
renewed
man.
Focus.
You need a.
There has to be a physical manifestation. That's different. Right. Yes, but I'm not saying it doesn't have to be bell bottoms. They're more
frosted
flares.
Tips.
They're boot cut to
frosted tips. What do you think of the Miz's goggles?
Not huge on.
I hate it.
Not huge.
Oh man, he took a step down when he.
I like his new jacket.
Yeah, the jacket's cool. Robe but thing, get rid of the headband and the goggles.
Yeah,
terrible.
Not huge on that.
But no, man, I don't get you got the hot hand with Rusev.
Well, I understand why they don't want. Well, I guess Backlash is after largest Royal Rumble, so they could have done it. They could have had Rusev win.
Nobody wants to be reminded of Rusev versus Orton. Why would they remind us of that?
You mean Mahal versus Orton?
What did I say? Yeah, Rusev. Mahal Orton.
Yeah, that wasn't a great
Nobody
feud.
Wants to be reminded of that. I love Jinder. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I really do. But like his feud, look. There weren't a
this
whole lot.
This is long-term storytelling. Over the course of a year, Randall Orton, apart from one time, can't beat Jinder Mahal.
All right, so I guess I can't complain.
No, you can.
Okay, good.
I'm just trying to find the positives in it.
Did you see all those great gifts? I was able to download, for some reason I wasn't able to before, but now I can download all the great gifts that Stefan Fenris put up on that imager site.
Oh, you couldn't do it before off the site?
I couldn't do it off the site before.
Now you can. I noticed now you got the one where you drink the beer and nodding.
That's my new favorite one. Yeah, that's my new favorite one. It's like
I like Larson teleporting. That's my favorite one.
Because that is actually one of my favorite ones. My favorite one is me two-sweeting AJ. That's my favorite one. It's very quick. And then you're just sitting there like an asshole.
I'm a man of my convictions, man.
Convictions. No, man, I know your secrets. Anyways, next up, Carmella had an interview.
Great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. She was very excited for herself. And then she acted like she was about to get teary-eyed and said, I'd like to thank somebody.
Myself. I did it all by myself. She said, I won Money in the Bank by myself, and I did this by myself.
Kind of sad that they've like basically erased Ellsworth out of the history of the WWE. Because like apparently, I didn't see it. I'd like to watch it. But that Women's Revolution special.
They kind of ignored. Oh, they basically did ignore.
They did ignore
the
Ellsworth.
Very first.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank.
Why wasn't anybody able to convince Vince that was a terrible idea?
I don't know.
Could you imagine that moment where he almost has it in his grasp and like Becky Lynch to like power bombs him off the freaking ladder?
Mm-hmm.
Crowd would have gone crazy because it's like, oh, like talk about the symbolism there, you know?
Yeah. Well, they could have taken that. You know, if they still wanted Carmella to win. Becky was doing that and. While all that was happening, she could have climbed to the top of the ladder and done it herself. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyways.
Next, brief AJ Styles interview backstage as he's walking to the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, he says he's not worried about Nakamura tonight.
Yeah.
Which is weird. He probably should be.
He said, I know, right? He said something like Nakamura. She was like, you know, Nakamura early. He's like, Nakamura, if I see him walking around, I'm going to punch his teeth down his throat or something like that.
But right now, I'm not worried about Nakamura.
And he said, Daniel Bryan, I'm worried about him. But he's great, but he's not phenomenal.
He said, never thought in a million years that he and I would have a match here in the WWE.
It was great, too, because the Lariato Twitter feed was posting all sorts of GIFs from their Ring of Honor match.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of their Ring of Honor. I don't know how many times.
I've seen parts of one of them.
I got to watch that. Does the Honor Club, does it let you go back and look at everything? Ooh, that's going to be dangerous once I actually fire it up.
I know.
Ooh. Do you know if they have it on the Fire Stick, like an app?
I haven't checked yet. I'm going to, though.
Interesting. All good questions that I
yes.
have today.
Of course, this brought us to our main event, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles, a match that hasn't happened in at least a decade in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And thankfully, WWE wasn't saying for the first time ever. They were saying for the first time ever in a WWE ring.
Well, yeah, AJ Styles said in a WWE ring.
And I felt like... don't do a commercial break during this match.
They did.
But they did.
Yeah.
And B, and I get why they did this, right as the match was really getting going, they have Nakamura come in and beat everybody up.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. Tons of heat in Nakamura. Let's go through a couple spots here. Towards the end, this was great. Daniel Bryan was in the corner getting ready for a knee plus. He runs towards AJ. AJ reverses it into a Styles Clash attempt, but then Daniel Bryan reverses that into the yes lock.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Well, there was a lot of great submission stuff. Well, there was a lot of Zack Sabre Jr.-esque stuff that I know Daniel Bryan was known for before he got injured. But there was a lot of that it just made you remember that this guy is really damn good and so much fun to watch in the ring. All sorts of reversals, all sorts of great submission techniques.
Yeah. And it felt like, especially after the commercial break, that last 7 minutes.
Yeah.
They were getting a really good rhythm, and if the match had continued at a pay-per-view, it was going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
Anyways, Daniel Bryan sets up for a top rope belly to back suplex. And then AJ reversed it kind of midair. So Daniel Bryan lands, and then AJ more or less lands right on Daniel Bryan's head.
Yeah, they need to not do that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, do they not understand what we're going through?
I know.
Everybody is on the edge of their seats saying, oh, just watch the head, watch the head. And it doesn't help that every time Daniel Bryan goes like this.
Oh, I know.
He always holds his head.
I know.
Dude, come on. You can go back there and do the impact testing. Okay, so it looks like you've had 5 concussions over the past 20 minutes. Oh, wait. You just got another one while I was sitting here. I don't want to. That's not good, man.
No, it's not good. It's not good at all. But anyways, right after that, that's when Nakamura runs out, gives Daniel Bryan a Kinshasa to the back of his head.
Hold on, man. How about that vest?
Oh, that's nice.
He was sporting a top, the sleeveless top, whatever it was.
It was a vest. It was zippered up, I think.
It was zippered up,
I think
right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
So Daniel Bryan rolls out of the ring after receiving a Kinshasa to the back of his head, and then Nakamura starts hitting AJ with a bunch of strikes.
Did you see the how gently he delivered the Kinshasa to the back of Daniel Bryan's head? It was like a pillow was hitting him in the back.
Oh, I noticed
of the head.
Too, when AJ was doing his like flurry of strikes, like the last swinging back fist, it wasn't anywhere near the head. It was on the shoulder.
I know. They're all going really.
They're all being very careful.
Very happy about that.
I know. And then Nakamura followed up all those strikes with a low blow and a Kinshasa. And then he gave AJ another low blow.
Yeah.
That's a combo of Naito and Yano now.
Yeah, man. That's like the best combo I can possibly think
of. Pretty
good. Oh, it's fantastic. Are you kidding me? I love it. Thought it was an inspired episode, man. It's fresh. We've got Shane McMahon wasn't all over the place. He came out, debuted Paige. That was good.
They highlighted their more interesting feuds and storylines. We got more Usos New Day.
Yeah, man.
Those guys always deliver.
Yeah.
Some of the best in-ring work and character work in the entire company.
Yep.
You had an impactful debut with the Iconics showing up, beating down Charlotte, leading to the cash-in. Yep. And you had Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles, a dream match in WWE that we've never seen. We got a little glimpse of it.
Yeah.
As the main event. It'll eventually happen as a pay-per-view main event.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fantastic. Give these two guys 25, 30 minutes and let them tear the house down.
Oh, dude, easily.
All in all, yes, a really fun show.
Absolutely. No, I thought it was great. I think they have the opportunity for a clean slate. I really hope they take advantage of said opportunity.
Yes, get an influx of talent with the superstar shakeup.
Yeah.
Maybe a call-up or two. And SmackDown will be headed in the right direction. Assuming this is the creative direction they're going to continue in. Let's answer some questions. What do you
say? I think that's a great idea.
Tyler, he says, I personally like SmackDown's show and its structure more than Raw last night. Which show did you prefer? I mean, you had Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles in the main event. You had an amazing Nakamura interview. You had the Iconics debut and make an impact.
Uh-huh.
So I'd probably lean towards SmackDown at this point.
Wait, what was the question?
Just what shows you prefer, SmackDown or Raw?
SmackDown.
Yeah.
Dude, anytime you say, hey, we've got AJ Styles. I was kind of underwhelmed by Raw's main event.
This felt like something we'd seen before.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the Miz Raw shouldn't be in a main event. They say Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. Even if they said, hey, you get 5 minutes. We got about 10 minutes of it. You say you get 5 minutes of this, then yeah, of course.
Heck yes.
That Shinsuke interview, great. Carmella's cash-in, great. Iconics, are you kidding me?
More Usos New Day, yes, please.
That was all great, man.
Yeah, great stuff. Unretired Dwayne Nix. What main event star do you guys see coming over from Raw to SmackDown, the shakeup next week? Finn Balor, maybe?
Yeah, Finn or Seth.
It's got to be one of them.
Finn needs to come over with the club. They need to just bring the club over.
And actually do something together.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine if Nakamura forms some sort of faction. You get Balor Club versus Chaos 2.0.
I know. Would they have to change the name of Balor Club because AJ would join?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a shoe-in that he would join, but...
Oh, he'd have to.
You would think so. If it's against Nakamura.
He would have to.
They'd find a way around that.
They've got dream... They have dream lineups right now. Why wouldn't you roll with a faction with AJ, Finn,
I know.
Gallows, and Anderson?
We've been saying that for a
while. And
then
give him a ride-along. Like, that would be so much money, a freaking ride-along. Give him like a 2-hour ride-along.
Oh, yeah. North Texas Haas Patrick Beals. Hey, friendos, what are the odds we see Kevin and Sammy back in NXT? Gosh, I hope so.
I hope so. It wouldn't surprise me if they did the one-off thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could you imagine they go to NXT and Regal tells them the same thing Kurt Angle told them? You guys can fight for a spot here in NXT.
And it's the same result.
And it's the same result, but the match is like infinitely better.
Or a double count out or something like that.
Because they just do better matches in NXT.
Oh, yeah. El Pupacabra, do you guys think Daniel Bryan will pull a Kurt Angle and try to make every match his best match as if it were his last?
I think maybe. I would think that...
At least on pay-per-views, yeah.
I think that this would have to give him such an appreciation for every single match that he has in the WWE. I would have to think that he would try to do that. I don't think he's going to phone any of these in.
Oh, no.
I mean, last night, dude, he was on fire last night.
Yeah. The cat, Daryl Takahashi, what would it take for SmackDown to give Raw AJ Styles in trade since the Superstar Shakeup is next week? So if you're Shane and Paige and Raw says, we want AJ, what would you ask for in return?
Well,
Finn Balor.
Yeah, the club.
The club.
The club. I'd go with like...
Samoa Joe. I would ask for 5 superstars in return.
Okay, so you have one more then, huh?
Yeah. Bailey or Sasha.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Bailey, probably. Yeah. Mr. Sinister, thoughts on Rusev actually getting buried at the largest Royal Rumble? Because I truly doubt Taker will lose.
No, he's not losing, and he's probably going to win quickly.
Yeah, you're probably right.
The glorious Steve Klein. Hey, friendos, if you were to name your next kid after a wrestler, wrestler be?
Right.
Fergal.
Fergal Larson. That's like not a great name. That's almost as bad as War Raiders, which is what I would name my child.
All right, War Raiders.
War Raiders.
Oh, Raiders. Here. Okay.
Yeah, War Raiders here.
War Raiders here.
Yeah. Because then his abbreviated middle name would make it.
Oh, no.
War R here.
So I'm gonna name it Lars. Lars Larson.
That's like, I can't, nothing can top that.
Braun's grappling hook. I'm calling Larson out. You keep saying Stephanie hiring Shayna Baszler is your idea, but on the Raw March 5th episode of Going In Raw, I asked if they should do that.
Whoa.
You said I had a good idea. Why are you stealing my ideas?
Whoa.
Well, obviously I'm joking. Love you guys. Keep the great work.
Shocking.
I have a terrible memory. That's probably
shocking.
Why.
Shocking.
My apologies. I have a terrible memory.
No, man. That's awesome. You got called out, though.
That's fine.
Let's see here. Oh, great question. This is for you. Because I'm sure your answer will be inspired. And appropriately, it's from Larson's Black Cat stepfather. After seeing him in the crowd at Mania, can you imagine what it would be like if Minoru Suzuki turned up in the WWE? Who would he target first?
Well, I mean, Roman Reigns. Just break Roman Reigns.
Goes after the top dog.
Yeah, man.
I think he'd go to NXT and wreck all the young boys there. All the developmental guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he could do that still.
Like, what are they called? The Fallen Sons?
Forgotten Sons.
Forgotten
Steve
Sons.
Steve Cutler?
Yeah, he'd go after Steve Cutler for sure. I don't really know any of the developmental guys. All the people in Florida probably know that better than I do.
Yeah. Where was I? Mike Demopoulos. Simple question. Will there be any more call-ups in the shakeup? I feel like there won't be. Bum no Ono on SmackDown. If he got the treatment on TV, he deserves a main roster run.
So,
wait till after next week.
It wouldn't surprise me if there wasn't, and it wouldn't surprise me. It would actually kind of surprise me if they did call some people up. But you said, didn't Michael Cole say it's possible?
Yeah. Well, he said, it's, you know, he mentioned all the debuts on Raw and said, it's not even the Superstar Shakeup yet. We have all these debuts already.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the implication is there could be more.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see.
True Bud Ryan, what are the odds that SmackDown will become the pure wrestling show being carried by AJ, Daniel, and Nakamura, and Raw could be in the mainstream MMA Vince Chirkoff show?
I mean, Raw definitely. I mean, look, they have the ingredients to do that. I mean, even down to the fact that Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable are in the tag division. You know, they're wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
And the Usos and the New Day are always putting on the best wrestling matches.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, they definitely have the ingredients for that.
Yeah. They would just have to be the focus of the show, a la like New Japan or NXT, in-ring product, the focus.
Tommy T. While I love wrestlers like Finn and Seth, they have no definitive characters. They're just good wrestlers. While talent like Velveteen Dream and Daniel Bryan have definitive characters and motivations. My question is, I kind of disagree with your premise, but continuing on. My question is, do you think WWE needs more character-based personalities attached to their performers? Personally, I think lack of character is the reason most people don't connect with most wrestlers. I kind of put Daniel Bryan in the same boat as Finn and Seth, in that they're kind of just themselves.
Turned up a little bit.
Turned up a little bit. Velveteen Dream, I totally understand, is a character.
Well, there's like Seth and Finn and Daniel Bryan. They still are characters. They're just not larger than life characters, a la Velveteen Dream.
So, like, yeah, Velveteen Dream. I would say Samoa Joe is more of a character than like just himself. Going to like NXT, you've got like Lars Sullivan, like Sanity are obviously characters.
Yeah. But then you have Adam Cole, and I feel like that's just him turned up.
I kind of feel like that too, yeah. I don't know, man. I kind of feel like there's, I get what you're saying. I kind of feel like there needs to be a balance.
You know? You need variety. You can't have, you know, we saw, and this is probably a terrible example, all in the 90s where they try to do these larger than life characters with everybody.
Yeah.
And then there's only so many options that are engaging and or somewhat believable until you get to all these people that just have like professional gimmicks.
Yeah.
Because they're focusing on building these characters that are kind of larger than life.
Yeah.
And so you get like the Repo Man. I mean, that's not a good gimmick.
Yeah, I know.
It needs to be rooted in some sense of reality.
It's a vocation.
Yeah.
No, I get you. I think, but my thing is this also, I think if you look at NXT, they are developing, like, would you consider Bobby Roode a character?
Bob Roode in NXT? Yeah, he was a character. He wasn't necessarily a larger than life character, but he was a character.
Even on the main roster, I feel like he's more than just who Bobby Roode is.
Yeah.
Just by virtue of his entrance.
Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't mean he has to do anything, you know, like larger than life per se.
Right. He just says we're glorious a lot.
Yeah. And he smiles.
But I do feel like NXT, they are kind of making, you see more characters in NXT. I think you do see more characters in NXT.
Oh, maybe. I mean, you have Bray Wyatt on the main roster. You have Woken Matt. Those are larger than life characters.
Oh, I'm not saying main roster doesn't, but I'm saying.
No, I know what you're saying.
If you look at what the future holds, mm-hmm. I think that NXT is, they have a balance there. Like Undisputed Era is a couple of guys, you know?
Yeah. But then Sanity are characters. Heavy Machinery are characters.
They're definitely characters. EC3, I think, is a character, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah, I think you're going to see a balance, and I think that's sort of what it needs.
Yes, agreed. Bronze Grappling Hook. Isn't Roman Reigns what is truly best for business? Because the fans dislike him so much, it elevates the likeness of other fan favorites, I guess. People will like their fan favorites more. Fans may not see weakness in some superstars because the weaknesses of Roman are spotlighted so much and is compared to everyone. Well, I would agree with you. If he's being pushed as a heel, then his job is to help get faces over and generate heat to generate sympathy for faces. But they're trying to push him as top guy face. The company is, even though he's only being embraced by part of the audience as such.
Yeah, I'm looking for the... Okay, here we go. Isn't Roman Reigns what is... Because the fans always likeness of other fan favorites. Yeah, I don't know about that, General. Like, you put one guy out there. I don't know if you want to push the guy that everybody dislikes unless he's actually a heel.
Yeah.
Just to elevate the likeness of other fan favorites. I mean, it's an interesting premise. Let's push a guy who
just generates a reaction, whether it's the one we want or not. And I think Triple H has said to that to some degree, saying like the era of pure faces and pure heels is kind of over.
I always kind of felt that he said that to toe the Vince
line.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, I think so. He was trying to justify their continued push for him despite fan reaction.
And I've heard that Triple H is a Roman guy. He's on board the Roman train.
But then how do you explain the match at Mania 32?
No, I know. It always feels like he's trying to like test Roman and get Roman to get himself over whenever they do interact. I don't know, man. Is Roman Reigns what's truly best for business? I'll tell you what. If the guy is a proven ratings draw, if he's a proven merchandise draw.
If he puts then, butts in seats at house shows, then yeah, I guess so.
Then he is what's best for business. They seem to have deemed that to be the case. Some would say at the expense of not truly exploring what other guys could do. Like mm-hmm. if you push Finn Balor to the moon, you've seen what even a medium push does with him.
Or Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins has, you know, face of the company potential.
Yeah.
He checks all the boxes.
No, I know.
AJ Styles, same there.
Yeah.
And now with Daniel Bryan coming back, there's another possibility.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the deal with the stubbornness on Roman is. If there is something there that we're not seeing, I mean, I know a lot of people like him.
And, yeah.
You know, I like him.
Yeah.
It is just kind of like the whole Universal title scene is just, it's just weird. And back at SummerSlam, it wasn't really weird. I don't know. It's just weird. This title is being, like when Seth was out there on Raw with the IC title, I was just thinking to myself, This is my main event.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it main event of the show. It was the main event of the show.
Broken Jacob Omega. Friendos, I'm back. My question is, power rank top five feuds for Braun Strowman on the current SmackDown roster.
Top five feuds for Roman? No.
Strowman.
Strowman. Sorry. I'm like looking for questions and I'm answering at the same time.
Baron Corbin.
On the SmackDown roster, you want to see Braun versus Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. That would be fun. I mean, you know, obviously you want to see what a guy like AJ would do against Braun.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see what a guy like Shinsuke could do against Braun, but I kind of feel like they wouldn't want to go there. Yeah, what are the odds that they've... I feel like the odds have significantly increased that Braun could end up on SmackDown.
It's entirely possible.
Because...
they're not going to put the Universal title on anytime soon. But then again, if this whole Roman thing just does not pan out after largest Royal Rumble, he's still the plan B.
No, I know, but man, we've been saying that for how long? If this Roman thing doesn't work out, I think the Roman thing is just here. It is what it is.
I don't think it's going to pan out any better than it has so far.
It is what it is. Okay, so talking about Shinsuke, who is this undisputed Spotify champion, I can't see the rest of his name. It's K something.
Oh, Kevin Jenkins.
Kevin Jenkins. Oh, man, I still have to send out his trivia winnings. Yeah, I have like five of them. Shinsuke's interview with Renee Young was the highlight of SmackDown Live for me. Should he do all of his promos in Japanese from now on? I don't necessarily think so. I just think he should be as shitty as he was in this promo, you know?
But he's still charming.
But he was more charming than he has been. I know. Like, his true charisma shines through.
I know.
When he's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. So, no, I don't think there should be a hard and fast rule. I just think he should be a dick.
Because
that's what's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great... I mean, if he uses that as his catchphrase to, like, end interviews, that'd be kind of funny. But I also don't want him to be catchphrase.
Richard Nason, the Usos and New Day are simply amazing. Agreed.
Yeah.
No tag team can go toe-to-toe with either team aside from each other. Who takes the belts off Bludgeon Brothers and when?
No tag team
can go toe-to-toe with either team aside from each other.
Oh, who takes the titles off?
Oh, so I think he's saying take Usos and New Day out of the equation in terms of getting the belts off Bludgeon Brothers, right? Is that what he's asking?
Or he's asking,
oh, which
is
one
it going to be the Usos or New Day?
Oh. I'll keep going back to that.
Well, let's just go to the question of who takes titles off Bludgeon Brothers. I'm actually going to guess that it might be somebody who's not even on the roster right
Sanity,
now.
Sanity, maybe.
What about Sammy and Kevin?
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
But of the two teams, I feel like it's been, you know, months and months and months since New Day have held those titles.
Yeah. No, of those two teams, it's New Day.
Yeah.
And I think that could be a really fun feud. I like your answer of Sanity because they've got the numbers game for
mm-hmm,
them,
mm-hmm.
And that could be one thing to overwhelm them. So that could be a lot of fun.
I feel like the Bludgeon Brothers are going to have those titles for a while. They're going to use those belts to try to get them over.
Are they over?
I don't know.
Do people like them?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think I like them because I like their in-ring stuff.
Yeah, I don't like the hammer, though.
I like their matches are quick.
Okay.
I like quick matches. I'm a fan, unless it's like a Daniel Bryan or AJ Styles, then I like a three-hour match. Catch-as-catch-can.
Joshua Dynamic Knight Martinez, let's say that Nia and Carmella are switched in the shakeup. Do they just switch belts? Nia gets the SmackDown Live belt, and Carmella gets the Raw belt?
No.
They're not going anywhere.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah, they would.
But they're not going anywhere.
I know, but that's not the question.
No, they'd have to switch the belts because you have the women's belt with the blue plate on it on the red show.
Did they kind of screw themselves? Because that's goofy. If, like, Carmella gets drafted to Raw, she has her blue SmackDown Women's Championship. Well, it's a SmackDown champ. Why did they call it the SmackDown Championship? Like, you got these drafts and these shakeups. You know you have them. That's goofy. It was, I mean, like, so I'll give you... Back when it was the WWE Championship and the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, they can just switch them up. Well, they could...
They did that.
They could still now if the Universal title wasn't red. If it was a neutral color, they could still do it.
Oh, I don't think... Okay. I think it does matter because they would care, but I don't see it's not called the Raw title.
No, I understand that.
So they could totally do that.
So they could just put the same belt on a red or a blue strap, it'd be cool.
No, man.
Yeah, it has to be on blue.
Big red thing on
it. No, it has to be blue. It's a blue show. It's a blue show. It has to be blue.
Too literal, man. In your own words, it's too
literal.
That's
how they made it, though. They made it with a red strap because it was the Raw top belt.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Why would they?
Inside sources tell me otherwise.
That's BS. BS. Richard Nason, power rank top five stars to switch brands next week.
Baron. Yeah. Baron's definitely going to Raw.
Yeah.
He's got to go to Raw.
He kind of feels like he needs a change of scenery.
I mean, I can't definitively say Seth or Finn. Probably Finn.
One of them feels like has to be.
Probably. I would have said Samoa Joe goes to SmackDown, but he's got a thing with Roman right now.
Yeah, he's staying on Raw.
But at the same time, the New Day and Wyatt's were in the middle of a feud.
Oh,
they got drafted over to
the club
SmackDown.
Has to move shows. The club or the Revival has to move shows.
I would think it'd be the club, man. It's got to be the club. Club's moving.
Women's divisions.
Who in the women's division? Man.
They could send either Sasha or Bayley. They can have their match on Raw as a kind of, not really a blow off because I don't think it's going to end in a clean finish.
Backlash. They can do it at Backlash.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
And then have one go to SmackDown.
Yeah, I would say either Sasha or Bayley.
What do you think about Alexa Bliss going to SmackDown now?
Oh, yeah. Well, she was the first SmackDown Women's Champion. No, she wasn't. That was Becky. But she was SmackDown. First person to hold belt titles.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. She was already on SmackDown. But I feel like she just got pinned by Ember Moon. So she should be quantum leaping over to SmackDown.
Yeah. Well, Becky going to Raw.
Yeah, I thought that too. She wasn't
entirely
even on the
possible.
Show this week.
No.
She should go to Raw. She has Raw-themed hair.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine Becky Lynch and Ember Moon as a tag team?
Oh, that'd be great.
Could you imagine, like, the in-ring tag team? Man, they really need to do a women's tag team division.
I know, with the Iconics and, as you just mentioned, Ember. Make it cross-brand.
Make it cross-brand. All the pay-per-views are cross-brand, so make it cross-brand. Oh, Becky and Ember Moon, they would look. Their design aesthetic would be so impeccable.
Oh, I know.
That'd be great. What did you think of Ember Moon's live entrance guitar stuff at TakeOver?
It was all right.
Really?
Yeah.
It was all right? She's so nerdy. That's my thing about Ember Moon, and it's kind of charming to me. I wish they'd play it up, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, like, she was, like, dancing next to the guitarist.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's such a theater person thing to do. Remember the theater people? Every college and high school has theater people.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she was a theater person.
penultimate Tommy Wiseau with the call-ups and the brand shakeup. Who do you see, sadly, being pushed further down the card or being released?
I feel like No Way Jose is going to get pushed down the card immediately. How did you put No Way Jose on Raw and Cash DiZona was still just in NXT gatekeeping?
I don't know.
That's the worst, man. Put him up on Raw. Put him on SmackDown. He'd be money on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. No, put him on Raw, and then when Sheamus retires, you can have him reform the tag team with Cesaro.
Oh, my God. You just got it right. Whoa.
Or break up Thebar with the
What do they
the
call
shake-up.
Themselves? The Kings of Wrestling?
Kings of Pro Wrestling.
Holy crapola.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Oh, man.
That was a great idea.
Now
good
I'm
job,
just
me.
Met. That's how we use... That's what we do.
I know where you're going. Cerberus, can you power rank the top five bootleg chaos names WWE will use for Nakamura's faction if he made one?
Chaotic.
Anarchy. Mayhem.
Ooh, Mayhem's good.
I think Mayhem would be tops in my book, but they just have a video game called Mayhem, so maybe they don't want to do that.
That was like 20 years ago.
No, they have a mobile game called Mayhem now.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go. They can tie it in. Mayhem is real. Shin's Chaos.
Bedlam.
Nakaios Mayamura.
Havoc.
Havoc, there you go. Havoc's good. Cry Havoc. Turmoil. Tumult.
Discord. I'm just literally looking up synonyms.
Misrule.
Dare you say anarchy?
Disorganized. Confused.
Confused.
Confusion. These are all great names.
All great names. Good stuff. Anyways, one more question.
One more great question.
Okay, Colin. All the call-ups for Raw and only iconic for iconic duo for SmackDown. I'm assuming this is due to wanting some surprises in the Superstar Shakeup. But for comedy purposes, Steve, I want you to explain why SmackDown only got one call-up, but explain it like Kevin Nash talking about the WCW schedule.
Oh, man. That might be my favorite, my new favorite impression. Do I have a Sharpie anywhere?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, the problem is we've got Raw, which is taped live on Monday. But then on Tuesday, we've got SmackDown, which is on a different day. And so you've got two guys over here for a three-hour show, but then this show over here is a two-hour show. So you've got one less hour, so you've got one less guy. But the problem is over here on Monday, again, you've got another episode of Raw, and it's live. But then you have SmackDown the next day. That's my favorite damn shoot interview. It's like we Oh, man. That's the best. That's the best. Oh, he's so goodness. Sleepy. Anyways, is that it for the show?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have music loaded up. That's what I meant to do today. Because the problem is, today is Wednesday and we've got a show.
And we just changed offices.
But then tomorrow we've got another show. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks for watching.
Yes, thank you for watching, everybody.
And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.